everyone, and welcome back to another Bite, where we rewatch the most innovative and intriguing pitches from Shark Tank. I'm Ariel, and I'm joined today by John.
Hello, everybody.
Nursing moms, get ready to breeze through feeding time with a breastfeeding cover that's more than just a fancy accessory. Today, we're uncovering a game-changing product that keeps you and your baby cool as a cucumber this summer. But you know what's cool? Paying our bills. So here's an ad. So today in the tank, we have Lady Alpha, brought to us by a couple duo, Jeremy and Jackie Samuelson. They're asking for $100,000 for 10% stake in their business, coming out to a $1 million valuation for Lady Alpha, which is a nursing cool cover with an integrative fan. So this solves so many problems for nursing moms around the world. First, it provides a breastfeeding cover that is tug-proof, that makes you and your baby feel safe and comfortable and secure when breastfeeding in public. But the best part about this is it includes a fan with three different levels of intensity that allows you to keep you and your baby cool on those hot summer days or when you're out and about. It's a huge solution for a lot of mothers right now that it's a very common struggle.
Yeah. Have you heard about the hottest thing, Ariel?
No.
Babies. They are really hot, actually. They are really, really warm. If you hold a baby against yourself in the summer, yeah. It is hot. It is so hot.
Sweat.
Seriously, it's disgusting. It's so gross. Now, I mean, it's also beautiful. The gift of life, you know, but it's hot.
It's a
hot
sweaty gift of life.
It's a sweaty gift of life. I think it's a real problem. Let me just start there. Mm-hmm. I don't know if the solution is great or not. I think there are some potential issues with the solution, but there are issues with all solutions with baby products. But I think the idea that having a hot baby on a hot summer day and needing to nurse it with a nursing cover and the overheating that's associated is a real problem. It actually can be unsafe for your baby. Babies can't regulate their temperature for, I don't know, like 2 years or something. It takes a while. Like, you really have to be careful not to like put your baby in the wrong thing at night.
Don't overcook them.
Yeah. Or, you know, chill them out, you know? And so I think that's actually like the cool thing about it is they're innovating on this idea of, can we actually solve this problem? And I think just based on the problem alone, there'll be a lot of interest for this product. I think it will actually do very well for inbound demand. I think they can run a really good D2C business on this. I bet it's the sort of thing that could really take off with mommy bloggers, and it's interesting enough and innovative enough. And I bet they can charge a price point for it that's very premium. And so they have enough margin to pay for influencers. Could actually see the go-to-market for this working really well. Mm-hmm. And so to me, it just comes down to, is the product actually good? And is it something that's going to work to solve the problem or not? And that I'm not sure because I've never seen it or used it.
It's very affordable. I was surprised. So it's only $60 for the complete unit. Cost them only $17 to make. So they have some pretty solid margins.
Yep.
They sold about 1,500 units. So made about $80,000 so far to date. And that's only based off of an initial investment of $15,000. So I think you're absolutely right in terms of like the community and having that community-led growth. I think that's one of the things that our founder mentioned that they do really well.
Yeah.
She has a $0 customer acquisition cost, which is huge.
Amazing.
So to be able to drive that brand affinity, those advocates within your community to champion your product. Like, you're right, John. Really, all she has to do at this point is just continue to spread that organic influence through influencers.
I mean, take all those advocates and give them an affiliate link so those advocates can make money on it and they'll just keep spreading the word about it.
All the mommy bloggers.
Affiliate programs. We don't talk about affiliate programs a lot, but they're incredible programs. The problem is the traditional way to do affiliate programs is you say, let's find someone who has big reach. And then we will try and inject our product into that. And often the product is tangential to the space that that affiliate talks about. And so your conversion rate's really low and, you know, the quality is really low. And like, you can kind of tell that like the only reason they're promoting it is because they're getting paid for it. And affiliate programs work extraordinary when the person who is the affiliate is also an advocate because they use it and they like it and they believe in it. And that changes everything about it.
You can't fake that.
You can't fake that. I mean, this product also strikes me as something that is very ripe for a referral program where, you know, moms can give the gift of 25% off to another mom when they're becoming a new parent. Mm-hmm. And if you've got the type of product where people want to refer your product and you've got enough margin that you can afford to pay like referral bonuses to the people who do the referring, it's an incredible acquisition channel. It's the highest conversion rate channel of any channel you'll ever run. So this seems ripe for referral to me. I think their go-to-market will work.
Yeah, no, especially since it is so community-led. I wonder, too, if they do a partnership. If you register a Target for your baby registry, can you get like a special incentive on certain items where, you know, Lady Alpha is included, so you get $5 off if you add it to like your registry. Like, you're right, there's so many opportunities within referral space from consumers, but then also the strategic partnerships with like baby registries that could be really cool for this product.
Yeah.
But yeah, if we look at global nursing products, so like also has a CAGR of 8%. So pretty well, strong growth.
Cranking.
They're valued at $4 billion in 2020. So they're expected to grow 8% between 2021 and 2028. So I mean, a lot of upside.
You know, regardless of the numbers, even being in the baby market is a good business because people are always having babies.
True. That's steady.
Yeah. Well, like, I mean, it's kind of like a recession-proof market a little bit.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not like completely recession-proof because people spend very differently on goods for their babies, depending on if it's good times or bad times. But I think generally speaking, there are always new babies coming. And so people always need new baby products. And so we're unlike cars where it's like, like I can kind of hold on another like 5 years. Like, you know, there's an event that causes this market to continue to grow and to be something that is an always on market and kind of a little recession proof. So I think that's like a good trend for them.
Yeah. And I think too, even just like hearing our founders' stories as well was really interesting. I think especially like Jackie's story was very touching. I think that really helped kind of sell in the product a little bit. There's something beautiful about mother's love and sacrifice and pouring that love into a product that can help other mothers.
Yeah.
So I think between the product, the story, the cost, the margins, all great green flags all around.
I mean, the only question is just, is it going to be a good product? My wife and I were talking about it. She has much more experience with nursing covers than me, but she was like, oh gosh, how big is it? Like, is it going to take up like my whole diaper bag? Because like, if it's like really big and I can't fit all the other things, like space is a big problem with babies because you got to bring like extra clothes and you got to bring other food and
diapers,
like,
everything.
And equipment and diapers and toys and cleaning wipes and all these things. And it's like, if this fan adds a lot of like bulk to that, like you can't get it in your bag, that could be a problem. Hmm. It's really hard when you have a baby to like keep up with all the tasks in your life. Babies are very demanding. And so the idea that you have to like recharge this thing every night could be a whiff, actually. It's like, oh, like God, I forgot
one
to like
extra
plug
thing
in my,
have to do.
You know, nursing cover, like, darn it, you know? And then it's just like, well, I just have forgotten like all week to plug it in. And why am I even carrying this stupid thing? Like, so do you think there's some like things like that they'll need to be sure the product doesn't fall victim to? But, you know.
But that's just innovating on the product. They can come up with smaller sizes.
Yep.
They could come up with an attachment for in-car plugins. So when you're on the go, you can like plug it into your cigarette lighter
100%.
And stuff. So they're not like big, big 100%. Issues. They're just minor little tweaks.
Plug it into the cigarette lighter, did you say?
Yeah, they have like the conversion. You've never seen that where you like...
No, no, I'm aware of what the cigarette lighter is, Ariel. I don't... I don't think
you plug it in and then you get
it. I mean, it is shocking, by the way, that it's USB now. It's a USB plug, not a cigarette lighter.
Yeah, that plugs into the cigarette lighter.
No, that's they don't even have cigarette lighters in cars anymore. That plug doesn't exist.
Mine does.
Well, time to get a new car, Ariel. I guess maybe the recession has hit Ariel hard.
I got it as a 2019 vehicle, so I don't know.
You have a cigarette lighter plug in there?
Yeah, and then I have a USB that like attaches into it. So I have two USB.
You plug your Discman in there?
You know, my aux cord, my cassette player.
I'll never forget when they got like the skipping stabilization technology in the Discman and you can plug it into your car and the cigarette lighter.
Any little bump that you would have.
Yeah. It is shocking that in cars, they used to have an electric coil that you could heat up to burn things and light them on fire in your car.
That does not sound safe at all.
So unsafe. It's horrible.
America was a different time, okay, back then.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I just have a USB plug in my car.
Okay. Well, I guess I'm old school here. I'll take it as a compliment.
Ariel driving around, ripping butts with her nursing cover and her baby.
No, new lore. All right. So our sharks all seemed to love it too. They were very on board with Lady Alpha. Barbara jumped right in. She literally gave our founders what they asked for.
Exactly what they asked for.
Which
woohoo!
I know caused our founders to stop for a second. I think they were a little caught off guard by getting exactly what they asked for. If you were in that position, John, and you went and you asked specifically, would you have just been like, okay, great, leaving? Or would you try to like up negotiate a little more?
No, you take the money. This is one of those things that you have to game play in advance as an entrepreneur on Shark Tank, because you have to recognize that there will be all sorts of emotions and psychology involved and you won't be able to process those emotions in real time. So you need to build yourself a rule set very bluntly, which says, if offer is what I asked for, take it on the spot.
If then.
100%. And just you can't think about it because you're always in that moment going to go, did I like misprice my company? Could I get more? But the risk of going and doing that is actually that you'll lose the offer altogether.
Yeah.
And or they will see that you are not a confident entrepreneur who understands your business. If you have asked for money because you think it's a fair valuation for your company, then it's a fair valuation for your company and you should take it, in my opinion, on Shark Tank. Because part of the game of Shark Tank is that the sharks withdraw offers all the time. Mm-hmm. And so like, don't risk it. Take the money.
Yeah. Any hesitancy, 2 to 3 seconds of hesitancy. We've seen in past, you know, segments where we have sharks are like, you know, answer right now or else I'm out. So glad that they accepted. They got their 100K for 10% for Lady Alpha. So we'll hopefully see more of Lady Alpha in the market here.
Production for today's episode was brought to you by Ari DeSarmo. Editing comes from Robert Hartwig and support from Alfred Schultz. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify Podcasts, or wherever you subscribe to the greatest podcasts ever. That does it for me. See you next week in the tank for another bite.